And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place.
This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Douglas Johnson, legislative director at the National Right to Life Committee. Throughout this debate over the Democratic version of health care reform, we've heard the side debate pop up over whether or not the Democratic plan would actually use taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions. As of right now, due to something called the Hyde Amendment, virtually all abortions are not paid for with taxpayer funds. Mr. Johnson is here to explain that if, in fact, this plan were to go through, yes, your tax dollars would be paying for abortions. And Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
You and the National Right to Life Committee have put out a couple of press releases in the past couple of days talking about what you see as a couple of myths put out there by those in favor of the president's version of health care reform. One is known as the Hyde Amendment myth, and the other is the private funds myth. I mentioned the Hyde Amendment a moment ago as authored about 30 years ago by former and the late Illinois Congressman Henry Hyde, that took away taxpayer funds to pay for abortions. How would that be reinstituted if, in fact, this were to go through?
Well, at the time of the Hyde Amendment first being adopted back in 1976, the federal Medicaid program was paying for abortion on demand. Congress had never decided to do that, but they just did it. And Mr. Hyde offered an amendment to stop it, and that was passed for the first time in 1976. That's the federal program for the poorest people. And that Hyde Amendment does remain in effect, but it has to be renewed every year. Now, this Obama-backed health care bill would create two big new federal programs. It would create a federal insurance program that would cover tens of millions of Americans, and perhaps a lot more than that eventually. And this would be run directly by the federal government. They call it the public option. And in addition, it would create another big new federal program to provide subsidies for many other people, tens of millions of people, to buy private health insurance. These are separate from Medicaid. None of the monies in these new programs would be affected by the Hyde Amendment, even though there are a lot of Democrats in Congress who have been telling their constituents not to worry, because there's a federal law that prohibits funding abortions. That law will not apply to these new programs.
And why?
It has been conceded now that this big new government insurance plan that Obama wants to create, this public option, would be authorized by the bill to pay for all elective abortions. They would be paid for by the federal agency out of the federal treasury. This would be direct federal government funding of abortion.
Is this specifically denoted in the bill, or how does it exactly work?
It is specifically noted in the House bill by an amendment that was adopted in the committee chaired by Henry Waxman, the congressman from Hollywood. It was adopted over the pro-life objections by a close vote, but it's in there, the so-called Capps Amendment. The Capps Amendment wrote abortion into the House bill 17 times. And it, among other things, it explicitly says that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which is to say the Obama administration, is authorized to pay for elective abortions from day one. And they will. Obama promised this to Planned Parenthood when he was running for president. Anybody can go to our website at nrlc.org and watch the video if they want to see him making the promise. He promised abortion would be in the public plan. So if this bill passes the way it is, there's going to be direct federal funding of abortion for the first time in many years on a very large scale. And the other scam that's going on is we have Democratic members of Congress and, unfortunately, gullible journalists saying that, well, okay, this federal program will pay for abortions, but they're going to use strictly private funds to do it. And if your listeners are saying, huh? How's that again? That's what they should say, because it's absurd. These funds are going to be collected from members of the public who enroll in the federal program, but then they're federal funds at that point, just as surely as the funds that you and I turn over the IRS with our 1040s. Once the government has it, that's public money, federal money. The abortionists would be sending their bills to the Department of Health and Human Services, and they'd be getting checks signed by federal officials drawn on the federal treasury. And to call that private funds is, frankly, it's beyond misleading. It's a scam. It's absurd. And to have journalists adopting that usage, I think, is pretty appalling.
Doug, in terms of the reality on this bill, a lot of congressional Republicans are saying, and you mentioned a committee vote yourself just a moment ago, that if the Democrats weren't planning to have taxpayer dollars pay for abortions, all of these amendments offered by Republicans and ultimately rejected to mandate that taxpayer dollars not be used to pay for abortions would have been approved rather than rejected along party line votes.
And they fought them tooth and nail, and the White House staff was part of that. They think they can smuggle this in simply by using misleading terminology and speed. They'll say, okay, we're going to have this big federal program that's going to pay for abortion on demand, but we'll call it private funds. We'll just call it private funds, see? So that's supposed to make a difference. We'll call them premiums instead of taxes. But any objective person who looks at this is going to say, well, it doesn't matter. It's the federal government running the whole thing. And you would not be able to join this federal program if you wanted to unless you're willing to pay a surcharge to pay the cost of all these abortions. It's that simple. Again, this is not an interpretation. It's written right into the language of the bill. And the Senate bill is even worse, but it looks like the House is going to be dealing with this before the Senate.
What does the Senate version say that makes it worse?
The Senate version actually would give the authority to order all private insurance plans to cover abortion on demand. Now, the House bill, again, the government program would pay for abortion on demand. There would be federal subsidies for private plans that cover abortion on demand, but it wouldn't be required for every private plan to include elective abortion. Under the Senate bill, we believe the result would be a federal decree that private plans would have to cover all abortions if they wanted to get federal approval.
Doug, is this something that could be taken out during a floor debate over an amendment? Because you mentioned the Hyde Amendment over the past 30-plus years. Whether Republicans or Democrats have been in control of Congress or in control of the White House, the Hyde Amendment has survived. So do you believe that even despite the Democratic control here in Washington, that if it comes up for an actual debate over an amendment, that that could be reimposed?
The House Democratic leadership, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her lieutenants, have made it clear that they will not permit the House of Representatives to vote on this matter. That's to say, there is an amendment that would fix these problems. It's been proposed by Congressman Bart Stupak, a Democrat of Michigan, and it failed only very narrowly in Henry Waxman's committee. But the Democratic leadership is not going to even allow the full House of Representatives to vote on whether or not to fix this problem. They're not going to allow a vote on the Stupak amendment. And that means that the only pro-life vote is no. No on the bill. Because a vote for this bill, in the form that Nancy Pelosi insists it be kept, is a vote to establish two big new federal government abortion programs.
Doug, do you get the sense this is a deal killer for some of those blue dogs and maybe others who otherwise could be persuaded if this were changed? Or is this not necessarily an issue that's going to make up a lot of lawmakers' minds one way or the other on the total bill?
I think a lot of them are still making up their minds, and they're very cross-pressured. Some of them are becoming aware of just how sweeping these pro-abortion components are and how deceptive some of the claims have been that they may have been given by their own leadership. And they, on the other hand, are under a lot of pressure from the president, from the White House, from the labor unions and other constituents groups on the left, you might say, to support this legislation. So it's very important that those who feel strongly that they don't want the federal government getting back into the business of paying for abortions, promoting abortion, should express themselves very clearly in the days and weeks ahead to their elected officials.
Well, taxpayer-funded abortions have never been popular at the state level either, so it'll be interesting to see if this moves public opinion the more folks learn about this. Doug, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Douglas Johnson is the legislative director at the National Right to Life Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.